بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم لباس الحرير على الرجال وتحريم جلوسهم عليه واستنادهم إليه وجواز لبسه للنساء. This is a chapter on it being prohibited for wearing silk clothes. This applies for men. So this is a chapter on the prohibition of wearing silk clothes for men, and also sitting on silk garments or anything that is silk, leaning upon it. But it is permissible for women to wear silk. It is permissible for women to wear silk. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تلبس الحرير فإن من لبسه في الدنيا لم يلبسه في الآخرة. متفقون عليه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, addressing the men, do not wear silk garments in this world. For whosoever wears silk garments in this world, he will not wear any silk in the hereafter. So, silk garments are the garments of the people of Jannah. And now the person who is wearing silk in this world, men who are wearing silk in this world, or utilizing silk in this world, they will be deprived of wearing that silk garment, the special silk garment in the hereafter. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما يلبس الحرير من لا خلاق له. متفق عليه. وفي رواية البخاري من لا خلاق له في الآخرة لا خلاق له أي لا نصيب له. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه says, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, silk is worn by a person who has no share, in other words, he has no share in the akhirat. So silk garments worn by men in this world, they will be deprived of this bounty in the hereafter. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لبس الحرير في الدنيا لم يلبسه في الآخرة. متفق عليه. The same hadith narrated by another Sahabi, Anas رضي الله عنه, who says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who wears silk in this world will not wear it in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many other garments that we can wear in this world, but silk is prohibited for the men folk to wear in this world, to utilize, and we should not deprive ourselves of wearing the silk in the hereafter. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ حريرا فجعله في يمينه وذهبا فجعله في شماله ثم قال إن هذين حرام على ذكور أمتي. سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه says that I saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم taking some silk garment and placing it in his right hand, and then he took some gold in his left hand, and then he said, these two are prohibited for the males of my ummah, for the males of my ummah, pure silk and pure gold. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حرم لباس الحرير والذهب على ذكور أمتي وأحل لإناثهم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that silk and gold have been made haram for the men of the males of my ummah, but it is permissible for the women of my ummah. So for women to wear silk and gold, it is perfectly permissible for them. وعن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى قال نهانا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نشرب في آنية الذهب أن نشرب في آنية الذهب والفضة وأن نأكل فيها وأن لبس الحرير والديباج وأن نجلس عليه. رواه البخاري. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم or Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah forbade us to drink or eat from gold and silver utensils, and to wear silk. The different types of silk, one is a finer silk, one is a thicker silk. So to wear silk, the finer one, or the brocade, or to sit on it. Again, for women folk, to wear silk, to wear gold, use gold is permissible. However, to eat from golden utensils and silver utensils, this is not permissible for any one of us. And wearing silk garments for women folk, it is permissible. So Islam does not want us to live a life of extravagance and using utensils of pure gold and silver and sitting on these type of silken fabrics or cushions. As we mentioned yesterday, Rasulullah showed us the moderate path, the path, the middle way, in which there is no showing off of our items and clothing and bragging and boasting. We have a simple life, but not so simple where we have tattered clothes and then we are not expressing the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand me. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.